This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
The biggest name into this trade period was obviously Joe Danaher, and with 43 minutes remaining, it's now starting to get to that point where things are at best line ball.
Well, there's been a lot of speculation today from a lot of different areas that suggest half saying that it wouldn't get done and half saying that it will get done. So it depends on which camp you're in. I'm hoping that the player gets to where he wants to. I know Essendon fans might sort of sit there and go, well, no way.
Yeah.
But if I believe that you could get back in the door two first-round draft picks for him, you haven't played with him for the last 2 years virtually anyway, I can't remember the last player to deliver two picks under 10. Two first-round picks under 10. I just can't remember the last player.
Whatever happens, it's a massive risk for whoever gets him. So if Sydney do that and it doesn't work out with his body, which is still massive question marks over it, then massive risk for them. If Essendon hold him...
And he plays five
games this year, what's he worth next year if he goes as a free agent? Well, it's not going to be two picks inside 10. So either way, and whatever happens, my opinion is I'd love to see Essendon hold him and keep him to his contract because I love seeing
that. You're big on this, aren't you?
Yeah, I can't win the flag without him.
But you bring him back. I mean, if this does now go down that way, Kane, you're bringing back a disgruntled player.
Absolutely.
He went public with it.
Yeah, so did Ryan O'Keefe back in the day. And you have the conversation, you're a professional footballer, he's going to want to give everything he's got as a player who's out of contract. Otherwise, he's worth not much this time next year. And then there it goes. So,
and I said on the other angle, I go to the SCG so regularly to watch games. I can just see him bringing people in.
I can see that.
So exciting for Swans fans.
I can see that, but Essendon can't win the flag next year without him.
I don't think they can win the flag anyway.
Well, they're in a position that they need to win a flag.
My point to that is they haven't gone near winning a final with him either. Either not being available to play in a final with injury, or if he is available, not winning it.
At his best.
If he had had his All-Australian best and fairest year this year, they would have been a heck of a better sign.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's my thing. He's got to get himself right. But I just think they've spoken tough. They've been tough. They've said all the right things. If you're an Essendon fan, if I'm putting myself in that position, now they've got to follow through with it. And if it's not what they want, which they've said all along, and they don't think there's anything in the draft that can replace Joe Danaher, then hold him firm and back yourself in.
Well, we saw Collingwood get to a prelim final, and most of us thought that they would walk into a grand final. Danaher fit on Anzac Day, if not for a couple of little decisions at the end of the game when he was up and fit and firing. Essendon were good enough to beat that preliminary final.
Off no preparation whatsoever.
Correct.
Yeah. None.
Yep.